Hello and welcome to another Jay's Politics Blog Podcast, part of the Podcast 99 Network. You can reach us at podcast99.org, where you can find shows as The Neil Evangelist, The Dave Bowman Show, Dave and John Show, and Pretending to Care. Today I just really wanted to kind of talk about why, basically from March until now, I really haven't had a chance to sit down and really record podcasts. I mean, I tried all year long. It's just things were either moving too fast paced for what I was trying to do, or life just happened to take precedence. Just looking at my archives here, I go from the Gorsuch hearings in March 24th, 2017 to the collisions, talking about the Navy collisions in September 15th, 2017. That's 6 months without a show. Now, it wasn't that I wasn't doing anything during that time frame. It's just life kind of got away from me. Between my wife having appendicitis at the end of March, right before the Gorsuch hearing recording, and also trying to find other work to the point where I even took a job with the United States Postal Service for about a month and a half, 2 months, before I realized that wasn't the job for me, being a rural route carrier. During that time, basically from the end of March, early April, till about May, June time frame, I was helping my wife, trying to keep things going, helping her get any sort of pay that she was entitled to with the leave of absence, things like that. Basically, from the time she went back to work at the end of, April, early May, till she quit in June or July, I was trying to find topics and stuff. And then that's when the Jim Comey thing happened, getting fired by President Trump, and I sat down and recorded a bunch of shows for that. It just kept moving too quickly for me. By the time I get done recording in time to edit something else came up, something new, something fresh. And then I tried to go back and re-record, and it just wasn't going. Also, I noticed that I haven't been recording with notes. I haven't been like Dave. You know, he talks about it all the time. He has an outline, at least, or notes that he refers to, so that way he can keep his mind on a train of thought. I haven't been. And so I spent this time also looking, while I was looking for, as to how can I improve my podcasting? How can I improve what I'm doing? What I've decided to do is kind of retool my show. While it is still going to be political topics, mainly, there will be times where I talk about something that's not necessarily political, but just kind of news of the day. And also, kind of want to branch out into something else. I love talking football. I love the NFL. A bunch of my friends call ourselves the Serious Football Heads. We're fans of Serious NFL Radio Channel 88. Most of us met through there by listening to shows such as Moving the Chains and whatnot. Matter of fact, I met a couple of friends at a Seahawks training camp. The satellite radio crew was there with then Tim Ryan and Pat Kerwin. And that was actually Russell Wilson's rookie year. I got to meet Russell and Doug Baldwin and all those guys. But with that said, earlier this year, or during the early part of the football season, I was actually trying to sit down and record with my GoPro video of me making my picks and whatnot. And I'm kind of going to go back to that, I think, with a football show on my own personal YouTube channel. I may link it here. I don't know. I kind of want to settle the podcast down first. And with about 2 months before the start of the new NFL season, basically after the Super Bowl, right around the time of free agency, that's when I'm going to go come back to the YouTube thing. And maybe by then I'll have a more flow of the podcast. And maybe I can link those football shows here too. So that way, if you want to see my take on that as well. But what I've been doing is, especially the last week or two, I've actually been trying to get a couple topics going together and research them, come up with some notes and outlines. The first one, hopefully it'll get recorded in the next couple days, put up soon, is about net neutrality, the pros and the cons of it. Because while I still want to try and keep my opinion about things politically not ambiguous, but I don't want it to be like me standing on a soapbox telling you your side's wrong or your side's wrong. I want to present the facts that I can find and give it to you. And then I'll explain to you why I think I should go, why I think one side or the other, or maybe a third side is right. Maybe there's an option here that we're not looking at that we could do to make something better. So my next show is going to be on pros and cons. I'm also hoping to maybe do a segmented show. Maybe not an hour long like Dave's, maybe half an hour long with one or two segments, about 15 minutes each. That'll be hopefully perfect. And then eventually get into maybe sitting down and doing some other recordings and other topics. I'm hoping to be able to get some, not so much co-hosts, but maybe some guests on board, kind of talk about what it's like to be podcasters, what's their take on the topic of the day, you know? Just in general, what can I do to make the podcast better? It's kind of what I've been looking at over the last 6 months. And I think I've kind of got it boiled down to how I can personally improve it. And now it's just kind of building on that. So that's kind of what I wanted this to be, is just kind of let you know that I'm still here. I'm not forgetting about this. I don't want Dave's site to be taken up by my stuff and not have it out there. So with that said, hopefully I'll have a show once a week, once every other week, depending on the topic and topics. And I also just want to say thank you for listening. You know, I'm new at this, so it's, you know, trying to, how should we put it? Just trying to work my way through the growing pains, so to speak. So as I'm looking at other topics here, I just, you know, as I'm looking through other topics here, I'm hoping that we'll be able to maybe get some interaction. I'm going to set up an email account as well as a Twitter account for the show, so you guys can contact me, and I'll give it over to Dave so that way he can link it into the page as well, so that way you guys can get a hold of me directly. I'll hopefully have all that set up by the time I get the net neutrality show. Dave eloquently put it a couple episodes ago on his show. Being on a submarine, it's a risk. You know, we all signed up. We all kind of knew what the risk we were getting into, but we didn't really appreciate that risk until we went out to sea on our first boat. And we didn't appreciate it until we started doing the qualification process. And it's hard to know how you would react to that. The reason why I bring this up is because of the Argentinian submarine San Juan going down, being reported as lost, even though there are still reports going out that, you know, navies from around the world are still trying to help find what we can only assume to be the wreckage now at this point. Like Dave, all through the news cycle of that story, I was having nightmares about what it would be like to be walking through the sub of the USS Michigan, you know, flooded out or charred remains. You know, I've had nightmares of almost every speakable casualty. I also know that even during true casualties, like he's also said, you don't think about it, you just do. And then when it's over and you can finally decompress a little, you can appreciate the magnitude of whatever the casualty was. It's so hard to put into words for me what it's like to be underway. But what I really just wanted to do is to say how sorry I am for the loss of these fine sailors, these 44 sailors. The loss to their families is devastating. It's going to be devastating for lifetimes. It's not hyperbole when a submariner says, it doesn't matter what country you're from, if you have dolphins, you're my brother, you're my sister, that we all have respect for each other. It doesn't matter. I mean, I remember in August 2000, when the Kursk incident happened, you know, I was an on-call just reporting to the boat. You know, we were in off-crew at the time. I didn't appreciate the way that my shipmates were feeling. I didn't appreciate the way that they were reacting. Those that qualified, you know, that knew what was going on. As I qualified, and it took me almost a year to qualify, but as I qualified, I kind of started to understand, and I could reflect back on the Kursk incident and remember that we lost so many brothers, even though they were Russian. But deep down, it's not so much that it's country versus country, as it is brother versus brother, brother versus sister, sister, you know, things like that. When we lose a boat to sea, whether it be negligence or whether it be Mother Nature, in the case of the San Juan, it hits our community hard, much like the way Special Operations community feels for their members when reports come out that there was an ambush or that, you know, they lost a friend, a brother, a sister in a combat-related situation. I remember when I got out in 2004, I didn't really keep tabs on the Navy that much. I didn't even really watch the news. In all of 2004, the rest of 2004, and probably not until 2007 did I really start watching the news again. During that time, I missed what happened to the USS San Francisco and what happened to them. The loss of life in that instance was one, but that's still one too many. And I still feel bad about that to this day. That as a submariner, I didn't hear about that story. And when I did hear about it, it took me even then a couple more years before I decided to really dig and look into it and find out what happened. But now, whenever there's an instance with a submarine, I tend to follow the news a lot more closely than I used to. And that's why I've been following the news on the San Juan. And just, again, want to pay my respects and send my condolences to the families of those 44 sailors, the submariners, who lost their life, lost their battle with Mother Nature, those sea states down there. It's no joke down in the South Atlantic there, in the South Pacific, down by the tip of South America. I just really wanted to end this episode just a brief moment of silence here for those families. And I just want to say thank you for listening to another day's Politics Blog podcast. Hopefully the show can come up with more topics, better outlines, and overall just a better show, and I hope that you continue to listen. Just want to say thank you for listening and have a wonderful night.